You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
No. We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
Uh-huh. See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
Monday, June 30th, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Here we go with the NBA free agency. And we've got a new gambling story that has now crested the horizon. And Andy, I'd be remiss if I did not say to you, happy fireworks week on this 4th of July week coming up on Friday. Be very careful out there, lest you Jason Pierre Paul yourself, right?
Right. I was going to say, I hope you have all of your digits to dial me next week. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? If I have to dial with my nose, I will. Andy, I can't believe it. I blew my hands up. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I did.
If I were just hypothetically to blow up my hands, would you laugh at me and text me and say, ha, told ya?
No, it would be so tragic I couldn't bring myself to do that. No.
You know what? I would give you permission to do that because that's how much of a friend I consider you to me. I would actually say, you know what, Andy? You have earned the right to mock me.
Well, just play it safe and head downtown for one of the fireworks if you need to do that.
Well, we're heading down to a wedding in Winston-Salem on Friday, actually. We're heading down on the 4th of July. We're getting on I-95 on the 4th of July. Wish
That's
us luck.
That's not a bad day because everybody is either in place or leaving the next day.
So we're going to find out. I kind of have your hunch it may not be that bad.
Yeah.
But it's the devil's highway, Interstate 95.
Yeah, that's true.
How often do you go down that way?
Not often. No, yeah. I used to go to Florida for spring break you know, a few times, but no, I generally go north, like to New York.
Yeah, you know, I never really asked about the Andy Pollin boyhood or teenage summer vacation stuff. What did you do back in the day?
Well, I mean, actually, I did what I do now. This friend, who sadly has passed away, but still friends with his family, they have this summer home in Vermont. And I started going there when I was 12 years old. So I still do.
Okay, so that goes all the way back to your teenage years. I did not know that. I thought that was more of an adult phenomenon.
Yeah, no, I started doing that when I was 12, and just about every summer. And, you know, my family, we'd take a week at the beach, maybe. We didn't do anything really extravagant. Four kids. I mean, you know, what can you do? Right.
It is glorious up that way. And, of course, my in-laws ran a bed and breakfast in Bar Harbor, Maine for many a year. So I spent quite a few summer vacations up there. I am urging my wife to just get in the car, go scoop up her mom, and just drive up to Bar Harbor and be there for a couple of days. But she's like, I don't know if she can make it. And, you know, it's tougher for her to travel. And I go, just make it a girl's road trip, you know? Just get out there and have fun.
Thelma and Louise, you're right.
No. I'm quite fond of my mother-in-law because she has, even at her advanced age of 86, I believe, she has a rapier wit. Andy.
Oh,
and she
is
she knows how to lovingly twist the knife in her son-in-law when it comes to my picky Pete ways. Like, she's known plenty long enough that I don't eat anything green or a vegetable. And yet anytime we're out for dinner, she'll say with a very sing-songy tone, Stephen, would you like some of the broccoli?
And I'm like, exactly, Mom, the way I'd go.
Right. And I'm like, Mom, you're not gonna get me to go. You're not getting a rise out of me on this one.
Well, you and Al Michaels.
Yeah. So anyway, so wedding for a neighbor whose daughter's getting married on the 5th Saturday. Didn't want to risk doing a same day travel 5+ hours down there, so we're gonna stay over Friday night in Winston-Salem. There should be some fireworks down there. I want to blow some off in my backyard on Thursday the 3rd, but I get the sense that my wife is not keen on that, and she's using the neighboring horses as a blocking move to go, well, you know, that one time we lit them off early, and the horses did not like it because they weren't expecting it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I agree with your wife. I think that, you know.
But I want to go get just a couple $100, $200.
Where do you go? Where do they sell them in Virginia?
No, West Virginia now.
Oh, good.
So it's not that far from out here.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it's not that far. I just want about $200 worth. And of course, once you're in the store, $200 becomes $400 in a blink of an eye.
I can think of so many other things I'd like to spend $400 on.
Well, of course. And that's the thing. But I have already spent $400 on things that I do not want to spend money on that piss me off. And so my way of thinking, and I know it's backwards, right? Mm-hmm. But if I have to pay for some repair on a car, roof, driveway, fencing, house, whatever, I think, well, why am I grinding to save $400 on something I love when I just paid $2,700 on a new AC unit?
Well, I would say this, that those were necessity expenditures.
I know.
It's just sort of, you know, the cost of doing business.
Listen, it's very much girl math, but it's called dad math. It's the dad math version of girl math, which is, hey, I'm already spending so much for this, so much for that, and blah, blah, blah. Why not let myself have a little bit of fun and buy some fireworks?
Do you find $400 worth of fun in that?
I do.
Okay.
Like, the fact you can get a box of fireworks that shoot up 40, 50, 60, 70 feet in the air above your head and go and explode with great force and splendor, I still like it once a year. I've squirreled money away, Andy, for a fireworks budget annually of approximately $400.
Well, you know, you spend money and you play golf in 95-degree heat, so you have some pleasures that don't really match mine, but Gagazins.
Played today, and it was hot, but it was not miserable. So I'll take that as a win. You had an air conditioning Sunday on the first real empty Sunday of the summer since the NBA finals are now over. But you were indoors. What did you do?
I watched the movie Plane. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No, Plane.
Yeah, it's called Plane, and it's you know, it's about a plane crash, obviously, but there's more to it than
that. Oh, Gerard Butler on Plane.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this teaser, and I was like, "That's the name of the movie?" They couldn't come up with anything else, just Plane.
Well, I think they were doing a movie about a crashed airliner, and they looked on IMDb, and they came up with a title that nobody, I guess, had ever used for a plane crash movie.
Did you enjoy the movie Airplane?
The original back in 1980? Yes, I did.
With Leslie Nielsen.
Yes, but they did Airplane 2. And if you watch that, about 30 minutes into it, they've run out of laughs. So the rest of it stunk.
Right. Well, you're right. Airplane 2 was bad, just like Caddyshack 2 was unspeakably bad. But Airplane was one of the great line movies for years for us as teenagers.
Don't Call Me Shirley.
You know, and Leon's Getting Larger was another one from the cockpit. Yeah. And of course, the cameo with the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the cockpit as a pilot, where the little kid starts saying, "Well, my dad says you don't hustle on defense." And Kareem gets pissed off and says, "You tell your old man to drag Walton and Lear up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Right. Yeah. That's actually Airplane and Caddyshack were the same year, same summer, as I remember. 1980.
Yeah. That was the Zucker brothers, David Zucker and Jerry Zucker, and they just had a warped sense of humor. But anyway, so you were indoors today, which is fine. We are beginning what is going to be an interesting period in the NBA in free agency, starting with the face of the NBA, whether you like him or not, or whether you like it or not, LeBron James, who had said back, I don't know, somewhere this winter or spring that, or he let it be known through his people that he would not take the most money he could to help the Lakers sign some players. Well, today word came out that, yes, he's opting into the full $52 million one-year extension with the Lakers, while at the same time, Andy, his agent is putting out there, well, you know, LeBron's going to have to look at this because we know the Lakers are trying to build for the future, but LeBron doesn't have forever. I'm paraphrasing here, but wow, that was quite the memo from his agent.
Also, is it possible that by not opting out and then signing another deal, which is what he would have done, it's actually less money by opting in? Or am I wrong about that?
I don't exactly know. How much less money could $53 million, how much more money can a guy make? Isn't 52.3 pegging the needle of an annual salary in the NBA? I think that's the highest annual number we currently have. I don't think we have $60 million players yet. But we will soon enough. We'll have $75 million players pretty soon. Rich Paul, quote, "He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance at winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership that we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, and consider the Lakers as a part, as a critical part of his career."
Okay. Well, you know, Dallas got to the finals 2 years ago with Luka. So it's, you know, it's possible they can make another run. And Luka's supposedly in shape now. He finally got the message.
Yeah. Steph Curry makes $59 million. Oh. Damian Lillard is going to make $58 million, and he's not going to play for most of the year coming back from an Achilles. Anthony Davis makes $57 million. Giannis makes $57 million. Durant makes $54
million. So he's not the highest paid.
No, he's not. But, I mean, it doesn't leave him much money. You know, somebody asked me, can you explain this apron thing in the NBA? You go ahead. Say what you did again.
No, I hear them say it all the time. Even like Windhorst, when he goes on these shows, he says, "I'm not going to bore you with this." So I don't really even know what it is.
Well, there's two of them. There's the first apron, and then there's a second apron. And teams that get into this, and some teams pay upwards of $140 million in luxury tax. And you know how these owners are. See, this was an interesting exchange I had with my boy Charch the other day, where I tried to tell him, I go, Charch, you need to wrap your head around the notion, which I believe is 1,000% true, that these owners do not care about winning nearly as much as you think they do. He was floored by that mere suggestion, Andy.
Who do you think are the owners that don't care about winning?
Most of them.
Why?
Because they don't care that much.
I think they care. It's just that they get talked into some kind of scheme that rarely works. And, you know, I was told by my friend Mark Boyle back in March, he said, the rest of the league is playing checkers and Oklahoma City is playing chess. Right. And
But OKC won the title without a penny of luxury tax.
Right.
Which is only the second time in the last 10 years.
So you're saying that there are owners that don't care about winning and are willing to go over the luxury tax?
No. My point is that there are owners that they say they want to win, but then they look at their bill for $140 million just to not make even the conference finals, and it makes them insanely pissed off. And because they're usually titans of industry and not trust fund kids that got handed their billions, they go swing into action and say, well, here's how we're going to save some money. We don't need to do this, 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 and this. And I also think, and I was a little bit reluctant to buy into this as well, but another friend of mine said, trust me, these owners resent giving generational wealth to dumb athletes who are most likely going to blow through half of it, if not all of it, because they're just not cut from the same cloth. And I was like, wow, really? And he goes, yeah, I really believe that. And so I've turned that over in my head now for a while, that there is genuine resentment now that the salaries have gotten so high. When we were kids and teenagers, Andy, the salaries were not nearly this exorbitant.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I think this has a lot to do with the way injuries are, that you feel so secure in what you have, you know, you're willing to do what Tyrese Haliburton did. Okay, so he's going to blow a year by blowing out his Achilles. He's going to get paid for it.
Right.
You know, so I think that's had a lot to do with it, the way the game's played.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll see what they do there. I also love the fact now that these deals are starting to come out, you have phraseology such as James Harden is reportedly ready to take a 2-year, $81 million team-friendly deal to help the Clippers add some pieces. And I just stop and I just go, holy shit, $40 million a year is now considered team-friendly.
And he, what does he do? He never wins big games.
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
No, absolutely not. He's the definition of not going to win a damn thing with him.
Right. But right. He puts up nice numbers. But
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. But these teams now, they've got money. They've got to push it out the door to somebody.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's the salary cap that baseball keeps rejecting. But with a salary cap, you got a salary floor. And yeah, you're gonna have teams, and you're not gonna have teams like the Pirates that spend nothing. You know, you're gonna have to spend a certain level.
Yeah. You've heard the saying a million times, the best offense is a good defense. But those words of wisdom extend far beyond sports. In life, the best defense is making sure your life insurance policy is right for you. That's why I go to SelectQuote for the best coverage at the best price. Now that's what I call a power play. Unlike other one-size-fits-all life insurance companies, SelectQuote's licensed agents work for you in as little as 15 minutes. They'll compare policies from top-rated carriers to find you the best fit for your health and your budget. And they work for you for free. No medical exam? No problem. They partner with providers offering same-day coverage up to $2 million without needing to visit your doctor. Get the right life insurance for you for less and save more than 50% at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Save more than 50% on term life insurance at SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. That brings us to the next big scandal that's upon us now. Malik Beasley, former Milwaukee Buck, now currently a Detroit Piston, was set to get a new contract extension, is under investigation by the FBI for potential point shaving and or prop bet shaving while he was both a Piston and as a Milwaukee Buck. And now people are combing through highlights that look awfully fishy, and it's not good. His attorney said, it's important to remind people that an investigation is not the same as charges. And I said, I laughed to myself and thought, yeah, that's what they always say right before the charges are about to be levied. How right. big of a scandal do you think this might become?
Well, I think it probably doesn't touch any of the big superstars, but this is the great fear when you introduce gambling. You know, people say, oh, you can't pay LeBron James enough money to throw a game. No, you don't go to LeBron James. You go to some
Malik
guy.
Malik Beasley.
Yeah, coming off the bench. And that's we had another one with who's the guy who was, cup of coffee in the league, and he got kicked out for good doing it.
I have to look that one up. There have been other players. In fact, somebody pulled up a tweet from February that said, if you're looking at Terry Rozier for point shaving, you should look at Malik Beasley too. I think that was just a fan who said that. But, you know, these people that watch the NBA really closely, they don't miss much. They see shit that doesn't look right.
Right.
And they always have a skeptical eye. So, yeah, the thought was, correct me if I'm wrong, that, oh, my God, these guys make so much money. They would never risk their career to shave points or to do any shenanigans with gambling, right? That's what it was supposed to – that was the conventional wisdom. But what are we now finding? These athletes are incredibly dum-dums at times, and they like doing it for other reasons, as a side hustle almost, to help out their buddies perhaps, or just because they hate the coach they're playing for, or more importantly, they do it because they think they're not going to get caught.
Well, that's the main reason. And if you're making $10 million a year and you can pick up another million, why wouldn't you do it if you think they're not going to catch you?
Great point. Exactly right. I mean, on the one hand, I think this is going to be huge. But then nothing I ever think is going to be huge becomes huge. Nothing ever happens that I think should happen. Like,
right.
To me, one of the most exasperating things in life is when something significant, important, totally wrong happens, and then you find out nobody fucking cares. That's what drives a person crazy. It was a plot line in a Simpsons episode where power plant employee Frank Grimes was driven to madness because Homer Simpson was so incompetent at his job, and old Grimey was like, does anyone not see this? It's like the line, I forget who said it, I think it was in Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry's best friend, he's now passed away.
Richard Simmons?
Not Richard Simmons.
Richard,
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, with the long hair, right? Yeah.
Right, where, like, they're outside dining somewhere, and there was, like,
Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis, thank you. And I believe Larry David, like, whispered something, like he didn't want anyone to hear. And Richard Lewis is like, nobody gives a shit about that. And then he blurts it out, and nobody even turned to look. And he goes, see, nobody gives a shit.
Right. Well, I mean, you thought the Donaghy investigation was going to be huge.
Really, I thought it would lead to Stern having to resign.
No.
Nothing.
Didn't. Nothing.
Yeah. Mr. Donaghy is the one, in fact, who was fired and went to jail.
Right.
What's that clip-clopping going on there?
No, I just slapped my hand. Oh.
Okay, exactly. So this is also the case, and you know, the timeline moves fast. Did we not talk about the collusion with the NFL owners last week?
I don't think we did, because that's kind of. I think that broke Monday or so.
I mean, look, it is a rare moment in which I am singing the praises of one Mike Florio,
mm-hmm.
but a stop clock is right twice a day. And Florio and Pablo Torre are all over this. And I'm like, holy shit, this is direct and irrefutable collusion that should be illegal as shit, given the fact the NFL has a special antitrust exemption that most other businesses don't have. And nobody even wants to report on it. Nobody fucking cares.
You know why? Do you know why?
Why?
The Players Association, his name is J.C. Tretter. He's the head of the players, and he helped to engineer.
I thought it was Lloyd Howell.
Lloyd Howe, right. But Tretter was the player rep.
Okay.
He's out of the league now, but he's, you know, like DeGene Upshaw. And then Lloyd Howe was picked by Tretter to come in and replace DeMaurice Smith. But in all these things that went on in this hearing that was held that was dismissed, the players did bring it up, collusion. The hearing was held, but Tretter ripped one of the quarterbacks. I forget which one it was. Russell Wilson. He said Russell Wilson has screwed this up for everybody. So they didn't want that to get out, and that's why the Players Association didn't make any big deal about it.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Because they look like they're picking on their own, and they don't want that to be out there.
Oh yeah, look, here it is. J.C. Tretter calling Russell Wilson a loser for not pushing for a fully guaranteed contract. Is why Tretter is the best labor leader.
Right.
With Russ on his third team in 3 years, Tretter's concerns were completely validated.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And then you had text messages between Bidwell and the owner of the Chargers,
Spanos. Yeah.
Spanos, in which he basically thanked him for not giving Kyler Murray a fully guaranteed deal, because we got to deal with our guy next year, meaning Justin Herbert. So is that not collusion? That's collusion.
I know. And yet nobody seems to care. Players have spoken up to say this is outrageous. We're getting screwed. No other media besides these two are out there really writing much about it. I know it's a somewhat arcane thing. You know, it's not sexy. And I know that it's late June. But, man, cover the league, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I mean, the rank and file of the Players Association really isn't going to be affected by this. This is mainly the, the top-tier quarterbacks. But
yeah, but they're a huge part of the union. They're the most important part of the union. You can't just say, well, it's only a few guys. This is where the Players Union totally misunderstands the franchise tag. They're thinking always was, well, it only affects 4 or 5 guys a year. But it's the 4 or 5 guys who are about to get paid a shit ton of money. And then that would lift all boats. And then next thing you know, maybe everyone in the league is making $40 million, like James Harden and NBA players.
Well, and the big thing is they want the money to be guaranteed. There's too many off-ramps.
Right.
And because the players will never go into an extended strike, they know that. The owners know that. They're going to continue to do business the way they have.
Yeah. Well, you know, my biggest lesson in nothing ever happens was when I called OSHA to invest, to come to our building, the 980 studios, radio studios in Silver Spring, Maryland, because the roof was leaking so bad on this one story. It was a rock and gravel roof that had begun to leak in heavy rains. And there was so much water pouring into our studios that our engineering people put up tarps to keep the water from short circuiting the board and everything else. And I said, this is nuts that we're doing shows under this. And so I called OSHA and they came to investigate. There was a buzz around the building, a hush of, oh my God. And then they leave and I have to go ask our boss, Todd. I'm like, so what was that all about? What'd they say? And he goes, ah, it's just OSHA. They want us to put more tape over the outlets. That was it. I thought we'd be shut down for a week until they got the roof fixed. We'd have a week off of work. No such luck. Nothing ever happens, Andy.
Well, but there was a board that was destroyed by the water, and the engineer had to drive to Chicago overnight to get a new one.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I forget the guy's name, but yeah, that was all part of what went on.
Unbelievable. All right. On a more serious note, have you read up on the Wander Franco story?
A little
bit. In Major League Baseball. So Wander Franco has been hit. How long a suspension is it for him?
I thought it was.
He's going to jail. Like, yeah, he's getting house arrest in the Dominican for, sexual relations with an underage girl, a girl who was 14 years old. Now, there's more to the story, though, because it turns out that the girl's mom trafficked her for $10,000.
It's so sad.
And flew her to the major league player himself, a guy who was already making a ton of money, was going to make more money, and was going to arguably become a star player in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's terrible. There was a Yankee player some years ago, too, had an underage relationship. Polanco, I think was his name.
I believe you're right. So Franco was moved to the restricted list after being formally charged in July of last year. And so now he's not being paid. He's not accruing service time. This is just a tough one, though. I mean, look, 14 is way too effing young. But did you know that in Canada, 16 is the legal age of consent? It's 16 in like 20 United States states, 16.
Right. Yeah, and I think in some states that it's not, if the mother consents, it's okay.
Oh, really? Jesus. I think so. Yeah. In the Dominican, and this is a real shocker, it's actually 18, which is one of the higher ages of consent. It might even be the highest age of consent anywhere in the world. Most countries don't go above 18. Some of them go as low as 12, which is sick shit if you ask me, but you know.
Yeah.
So that's not good. And then I didn't talk with you about this, but Justin Tucker, not with a team currently, has accepted a 10-game suspension for the multitude of reports, but no criminal charges, much less cases, being brought forth by masseuses in and around Baltimore for him being sexually harassing, I guess, would be the actual phraseology here. There have not been any payouts by Tucker yet, which is something Deshaun Watson did, but he took a deal that he's going to get to serve a suspension while not being on a team. And I liken it to him just realizing you can't fight City Hall, that you're not going to win this. Cut a deal and move forward. I believe he'll kick again in the NFL.
Maybe so, but this sticks with him. I mean, if he's innocent, why didn't he appeal?
Well, there's a difference between innocent and provably innocent. There's a difference between innocent legally and guilty as hell as a creep. There is a difference, you know, like there's a lot of shades of gray in there.
Right, but he hasn't been charged with anything.
But how would he clear his name?
I don't know.
Right. Even if it went to court and the cases were so flimsy and clearly made up, fabricated by women trying to get some money, the notion is out there. Oh yeah, he's a creep. It's been well known. He's been a creep in massage parlors in and around Baltimore for years. Like, well, he'll never unring that bell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But the way I'd look at it is he's had a Hall of Fame career as a kicker, and he's also one of the top opera singers in the world. I wouldn't want this stain on me during my football career or my post-football career. I'd do everything I could to remove it.
Wait a minute. Justin Tucker sings opera?
You didn't know this? Oh, yeah. He's one of the top opera singers in the world.
The Justin Tucker who kicked field goals for the Ravens from all kinds of crazy distances for all these years.
Google.
I am floored, right? Why was this information held from me?
It wasn't held. It was on 60 Minutes.
Oh, like me, no wonder why I didn't see it.
Yes, a few years ago.
Really? That good, huh?
Yeah. Like one of the best in the world. There you go.
Wow. So, kicks long field goals, sings opera. Can we not just overlook a little bit of massage parlor creepiness? I mean, you know, even Bob Kraft got sideways in one of those, all right?
Yeah, and he cleared his name. He had the legal wherewithal to do it or get the charges, whatever they were, dropped.
I was going to say, did he really clear his name, or did he just have the charges dropped?
Well, but there could have been discipline from the league for him. They have disciplined owners before.
Yeah, but they don't like to. As we know. They definitely don't like to. Okay. Rest in peace, Dave Parker, the Cobra, as he was called with the Pittsburgh Pirates, the iconic team of the We Are Family, Willie Stargell Pirates of the late 70s, was due to go into the Hall of Fame next month, and he dies just a couple weeks shy of that moment. I mean, he was something else, just a tall, beefy, menacing, power hitter lefty.
I did not know this till I read the bit the other day. He was the first $1 million a year player. I thought Nolan Ryan was, but he signed a 5-year, $5 million contract with the Pirates in 1979. He had an unbelievable arm, and he also had demons. I mean, he was in the Pittsburgh drug trials too. He had problems with cocaine, which probably didn't help his Hall of Fame stuff along the way.
Right. But then again, yeah, the entire 70s had a problem with cocaine, did they not?
There was a lot of people who were caught up in that. Yes, the Pittsburgh drug trials.
Right.
Keith Hernandez was one of them. They had quite a few. And then there are two guys on the Mets. One could have been Walter Johnson. One could have been Ted Williams. Yeah, Gooden and Strawberry both had their careers derailed by coke.
Right. There is a photo of Dave Parker that is one of the most iconic photos of all time. It is what I like to call a photo that goes so freaking hard. It's of Parker sitting in the dugout in full Pirates uniform with a couple of teammates flanking him, sitting on the benches behind him, arranged in a way that it almost looks like an album cover. And Dave Parker has taken a big, old, meaty drag on a cigarette. It's such a great photo.
I like that, but have you seen the Sports Illustrated cover with Dick Allen juggling baseballs and having a cigarette hanging out of his mouth?
No.
Yeah, and I think Dick Allen is also going in the Hall of Fame this year, posthumously.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but athletes smoked, especially baseball players, and some still do. I can remember being in the Mets clubhouse and Keith Hernandez is smoking. Turn the page. Dan Pastorini, when I covered the Oilers, the Love You Blue Oilers with Earl Campbell, he would smoke and talk to the media at his locker. That was a common thing in the 70s and 80s.
There was an understanding that this was not ideal for athletes and their cardiovascular friskiness and their endurance and everything else?
Yeah.
Or did they just dismiss it as, so what if Dave Parker is 2% less quick on the base paths on a triple? It's not going to matter.
So many people used to smoke. I mean, now if you're sitting in your car, and even if you have all your windows rolled up and there's some guy next to you and he's got his window rolled down with a cigarette,
you can smell it. You're right. Yeah. I'm that attuned to it. Mm-hmm.
Right. And my mother used to have dinner parties at the house all the time. two other couples. She didn't smoke, but my father did. Sometimes it'd be five people smoking in our house. Jesus. Didn't faze us. Yeah.
I loved when they used to have smoking sections on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
As if that was going to really make things better, that they kept the smokers in the last 10 rows of a 727. It didn't matter.
Right. Like in the 50s and 40s, for sure, maybe even the 60s, you had athletes advertising cigarettes. You know, picture Joe DiMaggio smoking. That was the way things were.
Do you think it'll ever come back?
No. It's disgusting. And by the way,
it was disgusting then.
No. Yeah, but nobody really realized that. And I don't know how anybody can afford to do it. One, because I think it's like $10 a pack. And two, where can you smoke? You can't smoke in an office.
Yeah.
You can't smoke in front of the office. Where are you going to do it?
Yeah, they don't let you stand outside the front of an office or a business. They make you go around the corner,
right.
The corner of shame. And I believe some companies have specifically included language that says, if we catch you smoking on a break when you punch out, we can and will fire you. Smokers have been hunted down in a way by society, but I guess it's for the better. I just wonder if it's ever going to make any little bit of a rally. I'm not saying a full resurgence, Andy. Just a rally for smoking is all I want to know.
People vape. But I remember this. This was in the 80s, early 80s. Larry King came into a station I was working at, and it was a non-smoking building. The general manager didn't want any smoking. And Larry King, how can you have a radio station where nobody smokes? And then like 2 days later, he had a heart attack.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a smoker.
All right. Then finally this, mazel to Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, who finally tied the knot in a nearly $50 million wedding over in Italy. The Amazon founder and multi-hundred-multi-billionaire went all out for this wedding. So we say mazel, good things.
Mazel. Good things.
But have you seen the transformation of Ms. Sanchez over the years as age and plastic surgery are really starting to catch up with her?
Yeah. Well, Bezos himself used to be kind of lumpy. And now he was
a nerd. And then some trainer got him in the gym.
Yeah.
And he had this total glow up where you're like, wow, he's like a badass.
Well, look, I think I'd rather see the money spent other ways, but it is their money and he's got a lot of it. So 50 million, although having paid for a wedding and they are expensive, I don't know how you get the total past 50 million. I mean, you got to really work at that.
Yeah. The best tweet was from the Babylon Bee headline, Jeff Bezos' wedding 100% funded by your wife's Amazon purchase.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I got to walk gingerly on that because I'm looking at a pile of Amazon packages that I ordered myself
for
podcasting gear and other camera stuff and tripods I don't need. So maybe I should walk quietly on that one. Somebody else said, I love how Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have no real friends. Like, why are you inviting Sydney Sweeney and Ellie Goulding to your 200-person wedding? Well, I guess those are their friends. When you're at that level of wealth, how do you have any, quote, real friends who have to make it to work on Monday and drive a Civic?
I don't think any of those people went to that wedding.
All right. Andy, this one is for you. Firework by Katy Perry as 4th of July week is upon us. You're heading out to Seattle to see your son.
Yeah, I'm going to be we'll probably be at the Mariners game on the 4th. I think that's the plan.
Awesome. So you'll be cheering for the Big Dumper.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
what a great nickname for Cal Raleigh, the best catcher in baseball, the Big Dumper. His nickname given to him by his sister, I believe, for having a big ass growing up.
Oh, I thought it was given by a teammate who followed him into the stall. Okay, so that makes sense.
Okay, I'll have to check that. Maybe your story is right. Either way, you're going to have a great time up there, and please send my best to Jeremy, okay?
I will. Yeah, Jeremy and his wife, Nicole, we're planning to have a lot of fun.
I know that occasionally Jeremy listens to this podcast when you're on. So, Jeremy, my man, keep balling out in life, buddy.
Yeah. And don't let your dad light off fireworks.
All right, very good. Andy, as always, a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
See you, bud.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.